count you faithful in all things. We count your word to be faithful, Father. So you are able to make us righteous, holy, pure, saints of the Most High, your way. So we bless you for that tonight. We thank you for this gathering in the midweek, that we may hear the words of strength, that you may bless our hearts tonight. And I pray that you anoint your manservant, that he may speak with clarity and purpose to the heart of your people, that we may have the mind of Messiah, the Lamb of your way. So bless us all tonight, Father, I pray. Give us that awakeness, that quickness in the Spirit, that we may hear what thus saith your way, and what the Spirit of your way speaketh in this hour. We ask all things in your mighty name, Father. We thank you for the hope of Yeshua, the Lamb, the hope of Israel. We bless you forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yahweh bless you. Thank you. Oh, you may be seated. I bless him. And I say that sincerely from my heart. I do bless the Father. The times that I try to imagine his awesomeness and the power of his majesty, and in the natural mind, I cannot imagine that. There are times that I try to imagine his image, his personage, yet my mind is not equipped to do that. It is not able to do that. And so in the midst of those tremendous aspirations, there's one thing that constantly comes to my heart, that I simply believe him by faith. I don't know how to explain faith, maybe the way you do, but I know that it is something in the inward parts that drives me toward him. And in doing that, there is a desire to please him. I know that within me and the personality of whom I am, there is nothing that desire to please him. So he must impart his truth into us by his Spirit, that it would promote him above all things. And Yahweh must be promoted. And he must be promoted in our lives. We cannot relegate him down to a little thing that when we think we need that little thing, we call upon it, and hoping there is some kind of satisfaction from him to supply us our lusts and our wants and our corrupt desires. Yet it's not going to work that way. He must be the pinnacle. He must be the supreme one. He must be the mighty one. He must be the all in our lives. And nothing can supersede him. And in that, our minds must be given over unto him, that he may shape it. How? Only one way. That his Spirit leads us into the truth of whom he is, what he is, what he stands for. And only the Spirit of Yahweh can do that. It's not going to be done by some natural wisdom or mental capacity. It's going to be done by the leading of the Spirit. And we must be led. In this hour, we must be led. And if we are not led, we are all going to go astray. And the mind, if it's not led to that place of perfect oneness with him, then the mind goes astray. It began to venture into all kinds of avenues. Sinful, lustful, wicked, unrighteous. Nothing pure or sincere comes from the thought when it ventures into those wantonness avenues. Lust that is uncontrollable. Lust that cannot be controlled. And there is nothing in the flesh that can be controlled. Nothing in the flesh that can be controlled. It must be destroyed. It must be crucified. The flesh has to be destroyed. And the lust thereof must be destroyed. You cannot patronize with it. You cannot compromise with it. It must be destroyed.
And you must identify the root of it. And so you must go to the roots. Once you get to the root, then you can totally eradicate it. You leave just a little root there, it's going to come up. Leave a little seed of it there, it's coming up. Just a little bit. Doesn't take much. Just a little bit. And so in order for us to understand the preparation and preparing for this mighty coming of Messiah, we must all be very diligent. We must be very watchful in this hour. That our minds and our spirits are sharp. That our minds are given over unto the spiritual laws. And not the natural laws. The natural law of a man's flesh will lead him into every kind of corrupt thing there is. That is what the natural laws of our flesh have done. Every man has established his own laws of what is right to that man. And they are wrong. There is only one divine government authority and power, and that is the law of Yahweh. No other law. That is the only spiritual law there is. And if we do not become very aware and sharp, if our minds are not able to apprehend and understand the things of Yahweh, we're going to become very slothful. We're going to become very drunken in our sins. And in our inability to allow Him to govern us, we would allow our own natural laws to govern us, whereby we will procrastinate. There will not be an urgency or a desire to do the things that He commands us to do. And we will find ourselves moving into this lethargicism, whereby the principles and the laws of Yahweh will have no value at all. And so His coming will have no importance to us. In this generation, the coming of Messiah has no importance today. Man has planned out his own life. He is going to do what he wants to with his own life. So Yahweh is not a part of that life, and He is the source of all life. The mindset of man is totally depraved, degenerate. He is asleep. He is drunk. He has succumbed unto a law that produced no fruit at all. Nothing but sin and corruption. And his mind is so depraved that he is foolish in all of his applications. Everything he does is full of folly, foolishness. There is no fear of the laws of Almighty Yahweh. There's no reverence of the things of Yahweh at all. He is given over unto a natural consumption, and his mind is controlled by every evil, sadistic, wicked law of his flesh there is. And don't tell me what the laws of the flesh will cause a man to do. It will cause him to do every kind of deceitful thing there is. Everything that is imaginable, man will do it. Now those are the laws of the flesh. It causes a man to imagine every kind of corrupt thing that is against Yahweh that would defile a man's soul. And once a man began to fall into that dilemma, then woe unto him. I want to express a word to this house tonight that we may hear what the Spirit of Yahweh is speaking in this hour. Now the generation that we are in, it is one that is very slothful. It is asleep. It has no ability to discern the things of Yahweh. The mind cannot comprehend the spiritual things in this hour. And you find that man, he becomes so inundated and so full of flesh that the spiritual laws of Yahweh will not even penetrate to the man's heart. He finds himself governed by things that are not of the Spirit. They are spirits that govern him, but it's not of the Spirit of Yahweh. And we need to be led by the Spirit, because the Spirit leads us into the presence of Yahweh. It is the time that we awaken out of our slothfulness. We have procrastinated. There is no urgency that we understand the perfect plan of Yahweh. He has given us the roadmap in Scripture. He has given us an understanding that we must study the laws and the principles of Yahweh to prove ourselves to Him that we are working literally on our soul's salvation. Men are not working on their salvation today. They're not honing their minds and their spirits. Their hearts are not being honed to perfection. It's been honed by laws that are deceitful and deceptive. That He is actually engaged into carnal, natural things that He knows Yahweh despises, and that is His strength to defy the laws of Yahweh and to say to the Father, I despise you. We must be led by the Spirit. And He brings us into the profound truths of Yahweh that breaks every shackle, every bondage, every spirit, that we may have liberty to truly acknowledge Him and to worship Him in the law and the liberty of the Spirit. And that is one of righteousness and pure holiness unto Yahweh. We can lift up our hands and our voices. We can sing praises unto Him. We can offer up to Him the offering of thanksgivings, what He has given unto us. That's why it's thanksgiving, because He is the giving. He is the life giver. He is the hope giver. He is the soul giver. He is the resurrection giver. Only He is. We must understand that the world is asleep. Literally, it is asleep. And because it is asleep, we can see that in the biological, physical stature of man. He loves to slumber. He loves to sleep. He is lethargic. He is lazy. And when a man, we come to that point, there is no energetic desire to pray for our sins, that we are cleansed and purged from every vile, wicked thing there is. Your man's heart is not given over unto the spiritual laws. He will not pray. He will not intercede. He will not lay down his life for Almighty Yahweh. So he finds himself in this bondage of flesh that loves to do things against Yahweh. And this is a generation that is asleep. It is asleep because the laws of Yahweh, He will not allow them to govern him. And the laws of Yahweh's righteous statutes do not govern man today. He has removed himself so far from the laws and the truths of Yahweh that he is governed by a sadistic, satanic power. What power is that? Well, when a man will not submit unto Yahweh, he cannot resist the forces of hell. And when he does not submit to the laws of Yahweh, he is going to submit himself unto his own principles and his own laws. So we cannot be asleep in this hour. And as you all saw the very urgency of the time, as he wrote unto the saints of Thessalonica, I would have begun reading in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. Look at what he says now. Joel says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1. He said, but of the times, we know that whosoever keep the commandments of Yahweh shall feel no evil thing. And it's one thing that a wise heart discerns. It discerns both time and judgment. And so he said, but of the times and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Why is it that this generation does not understand the time, because it will not keep the commandments of Yahweh. And we are sits in every kind of evil spirit there is encroaching upon us. You can sense every kind of evil thing, that thoughts that your mind has never been given over unto. You must resist that and battle that. Why? Because this is not a nation and a generation that loves to keep the commandments of your way. When a man keeps those commandments, he will feel no evil thing. Why? Because he's a wise man. And his heart will discern the time that we are in. And the judgment of Yahweh, he understands that. He knows that perfectly. And when we as a people will have disdain, we will ostracize the commandments of Yahweh, then we're going to sense every kind of evil thing there is encroaching upon us. And that's why there are many evil things that encroach upon our minds and try to find a place to lay a seed of authority. When you find yourself given over unto this lethargic age of slothfulness and laziness, no willingness to pray, to cleanse your own hands, to ask forgiveness of your sins, to identify your sins, that Yahweh may purge you. You are given over unto that slothfulness of nature. And when you give it over unto that, you're not very wise. When you give it over to that you have no oil in your vessel. The five foolish, they took their lamps, but they took no oil. They had no oil in their vessels. The five wise, they took oil and their vessels. But the five foolish did not take any oil at all, because they knew the time. And yet they had enough for the journey. And we must have enough for the battle that is ahead and that we are going to be tried by. Well, what is the oil? You better get faith in Almighty Yahweh. You will know how much faith you have in Him when you allow Him to govern every aspect of your life. He will govern every aspect. Your need, your desire, your love. Yahweh will govern everything. He is a mighty ruler. He is not some kind of little pipsqueak. He is not like the other gods. He is a mighty one of creation. He created all things. He created your mind. He made your heart. He made your lung and your liver. He made a body so complex that nothing can make another body like this. He did a profound thing with that piece of clay. Out of dust He made us. And He put His breath into our nostrils, that we be filled with the reverence and understanding that there is a mighty Creator. For the time and season, we ought not to need anyone to tell us, because we're walking in the principles of Yahweh, we're keeping His laws, we're doing what He commands us, and then there shall be no evil thing that shall overtake you. There's an evil that shall overtake this world. It's going to take the heart, the mind of man, that they will do things so sadistically that they will literally blaspheme Yahweh. They will blaspheme His name. They will curse Him. They will say to Him, come down and we will destroy you. That is the sadisticness of the mind of man today. Why? Because they have no ability to discern. They are asleep. America is asleep. She is a nation that is slothful. She is asleep. She has no ability to discern. There is no prayer in America. There is no willingness in America. She is an unfaithful whore. And there is no faithfulness in her at all. None whatsoever. Not at all. He always says to us, there's a time that is coming. It is a very climactic time. Whereby the elements of the earth shall burn with fervent heat and the fire of Yahweh. You're going to burn by His presence. I know men say nuclear artillery and bombs, but it is one thing that the nuclear bombs cannot do. Yahweh is going to consume every man, and the fear of Yahweh will fall and seize every heart. He's going to do it. And it's not going to come by some nuclear bomb. Oh, they may drop the bombs, but it's going to be because of what He has commanded. For man has rejected Him. He is falling into a deep sleep. He is slothful. His mannerism today is slothful. His willingness to worship Yahweh and to bless His name. There is no energetic zeal and desire to do that. He has energy for every kind of fleshly activity. There He is. When it comes to the Father, there is none. He has time for every kind of fleshly thing. It is. When it comes to the spiritual laws of Yahweh, to give Him strength and power to press on down this road and this journey that we are on, there is no willingness, there is no burning desire in Him at all. Because He is asleep. No spiritual discernment. No power to discern at all. Joel said, I don't even need to write unto you concerning these things. Verse 2, he declares that for yourself know. Do you understand that you have discerned with great understanding? That is what he means. He said, but you yourselves, or yourselves, you do know. There is no doubt you know perfectly, or there is an assurance of accuracy in your heart without any doubt at all. And everything that the world is doing is causing us to doubt the mighty return of Messiah, causing us to doubt the truth of Yahweh. He said, but you know perfectly that the day of Yahweh, he said, I want to tell you how it will come. It so cometh as a thief in the night. Why in the night, Father? Why will this great event happen? What do men do in the nighttime? They sleep. They're reveling. They're drunkenness. They're sloth. They're lazy. Their sins upon their hearts and their minds. They have not cried out, Yahweh, cleanse me from that sin and this sin. That is why men continuously do the things that they do. For they have not truly confessed their faults, their sins. They will not identify their sins and tell Yahweh their sins, because they don't trust the hope of Messiah. And that is why they don't do it. They think that it is some kind of a little plaything. But it is not so, brothers and sisters. We ought to know the time that we are in. And there ought to be a perfect understanding of the hour that we are in. That our hearts are deliberate and they are willing to obey and to serve the Father. Because we don't know, because there is no discernment, because we are asleep, our sins have overtaken us. And the burden of our sins have begun to perplex us and weigh us down. Whereby there is no crying out, deliver me from this oppressive thing, Father, that oppresses me, that causes my mind to be pressed, my spirit. Whereby there is no energy to say, bless you, Father. I love you, Yahweh. Something is wrong when we don't have energy to tell Yahweh that. Something is wrong when I can play basketball, but I have no energy to bless my Father and to tell Him I love Him. Something is wrong in my spirit. You say, you know that that day cometh in the night time. Well, men, in the night time, there are certain activities that they do in the night time that they don't do in the daytime. They slumber, they sleep in the night time. He said, I want to tell you something. For when they shall say, peace, the tranquility, the shalom of Yahweh. When they shall say, peace and safety. There is great stability. You don't have to fear your enemy. We're either a friend of Yahweh, or we're the enemy. And Messiah said, we are the friends of Yahweh. If we do what Yahweh commands us to do. And if we don't do what Yahweh commands us to do, then we are enemies. If we don't obey the words that He commands us, then we are enemies. And so man says today, there is peace, tranquility. You don't have to worry about anything. Just do your thing, go your way, you will be all right. They shall say peace and safety. Yahweh says then suddenly, great calamity and mayhem. If you know something is coming, you prepare yourself for it. When a man is a sloth, he's lazy, he doesn't prepare. The scripture tells us, go ye slugger, a slother, and consider the ants. Just watch the ant. And how the ant prepares. Now if we want to have a little wisdom, let us watch the ants as they prepare for the winter. There's a great day that shall be revealed. And it shall be exposed with sudden mayhem. There shall be calamity. There shall be fear. There shall be crying and weeping in the streets of Jerusalem. There shall weep. There shall be torment. They shall cry and seek for a deliverer, and there shall be none. That's why we must prepare. Oh, I know what scripture says, that even the 10 virgins, all of them, they slept and they slumbered. They began to imagine, that's what that slumber means. They began to imagine things. But yet the 5 wise realized that there's a greater hope than what is present in this world. And they made sure that there was plenty enough oil. So they didn't waste their oil over things and sins that they knew that were covered under the blood and were forgiven for. So they did not go back to those old sins again and rehash them. We receive this profound love of Yahweh, this mercy, putting our hands to this merciful plow, and we turn back, then we're not fit for His kingdom. We're not ready for the kingdom of Yahweh. Well, how do you know when a man goes back? He goes to Egypt. And he goes to the flesh pots of Egypt. He serves the flesh. He gives himself constantly over unto fleshly pleasure. And there is no crucifying of his flesh. He doesn't destroy his flesh. He gives life to it. He revives his flesh. Why? Because he's a man that is asleep. He's asleep. And so he's lethargic. He's drunk-like. He's lazy. There's no energy. Nothing at all. Let's pray, husband. Don't feel like it. Wife, let's pray. I'm asleep. That's this generation. Hallelujah. I will preach until he take me on home. And yet when it comes to those carnal things, we have time. He said, destruction, sudden destruction, death and ruin. That's what destruction is. There's no life left. When there's destruction, everything is thrown down. He said, there will be sudden destruction cometh upon them. Look now, as travail. As travail. Now, these sisters that have had babies that have travail, they can explain that better than I can. But I do understand that a travail is a pain that is intolerable. You can't stand it. It wears and it destroys your ability to even fight. Do you understand that? That's the kind of destruction. They said to travail as a woman bringing forth a child. As the pains began to grow more intense and more intolerable, that her mind become denser. She doesn't even want to think. Why? Because man will not obey the commandments of Yahweh. He will not do what he says. And so he can't discern. He can't see anything in this hour. He doesn't believe that the calamities that are taking place that Yahweh has commanded them. He is in the storm that they call Francis. He was in the storm that they call Gaston. He was in the one some years ago that we call Hugo. He's in the storm. Oh, you may look for him in the storm, you won't find him. Because he's in the center of the storm. And the eye, the quietest place it is in the storm, that is where he is. He is in the midst of the storm. And he is going to take that eye who intend for to take it. Sure he will. And he's going to do it. Sudden destruction, without any remedy at all. It shall come upon them as
as a woman travail upon a woman with child. Pain that is so intolerable that the only thing she can do is weep and cry. That's all she can do. She can't express it. You ask her what's wrong, she has no ability to express it. There are no words to express that. Not only those that have travailed with childbearing understand the pain and the intolerable pain that comes along with that. He says, and I want to tell you one thing, and they shall not escape. This generation is not going to escape. Your sons and your daughters are not going to escape. Your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your wife and your husband, they are not going to escape. The day shall come as a thief, and thieves do operate in the nighttime. Not that you are always a thief, because the earth, the fullness, the cattle upon the thousand hills, they all belong to Yahweh. He said, but I will come at the time where you are consumed with your sleep. There's no ability to discern. You go out in the midst of deep darkness. It's hard to get your equilibrium. You don't even know which direction you're actually going in. So in the midst of that darkness, we must be led by the light of His Spirit. His Spirit is light. Where the Spirit of Yahweh shines, there's light. It brings light and life. And He wants to lead His house. He have allowed flesh 6,000 years to corrupt everything and to lead us into every kind of diabolical sin we can imagine. And to serve every kind of God. Serve every kind of pleasure. Every kind of vile, wicked thing there is. The mind has conjured those things up and the mind has administered those things. Your mind. Our minds. Well, because we don't have the mind and the heart of Almighty Yahweh. He said they will not escape. I'm going to bring sudden destruction. Now all of this, He's trying to bring forth a warning unto us. That's what He's doing. He's trying to warn us. He said they shall not escape. He says to you, He said, but ye, but you, brethren, a brother. He said, you are not in darkness. That this day shall overtake you as a thief. You are not in darkness. How do you know that you're not walking in darkness? I will show you a simple scripture. I want to read it for you. How do you know that? I say to you, brothers and sisters, you better begin to give diligently some effort unto Yahweh. You better begin to study the simplicity of scripture. You better begin to retain the light of this knowledge in your hearts. And love it more than the pleasures of flesh. We love to drink. We love drunkenness. We love sleep. We love eating. But when it comes to the things of Yahweh, there is no time for it. We don't love to talk about Him. He should constantly be on our minds, in our hearts. He should be our agenda. He ought to be our agenda every day. We ought not to have no other agenda but His will and His purpose, and that should be our agenda. And our conversation is steeped in paganism, falsism, every kind of unclean spirit there is. We give our mouths over unto that. He said, but only the brothers, only the brothers. Well, because a brother keeps the commandments of Yahweh. He doesn't feel an evil thing. And because he is wise, he discerns time. There's a time to sleep and there's a time to be awake. There's a time to labor, and then there's a time to pray. There's a time not to pray, and there's a time to pray. There are things that we ought to pray for, and there are things that we ought not to pray for. He didn't pray for the world. You say what you will. He didn't do it. He prayed for all those that the Father had given unto Him. And He prayed to the Father that you keep them. You keep them. He said, but you're not, brothers, you're not in darkness. You're not walking without understanding, without discernment. You're not walking that way. Now, how do we as saints walk in a way whereby we will not walk in darkness? I want to read you a scripture. It says in Yohanan John, chapter 8, verse 12. It says that Messiah, he spoke unto them and he said again, then spake Yahshua again unto them, saying, this is what he told them. He says, I am the light of the world. I am the revelation of whom Yahweh is. He that followeth or walk as I walk shall not walk in darkness. When a man walks after his flesh, he's walking in darkness. When the laws of Yahweh, we abandon them to establish our laws and to say that this is right for me, Yahweh doesn't mean that because that doesn't pertain to me. That's not what Messiah did. He did everything to please the Father. We better find out who the Father is. And I will say that his name is not Lord's. It is not God. It is not Jesus. Jesus. We better find out and identify this one, that Messiah came to give us great understanding and light to whom he was and is. He said that I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, if we're not following him, then we're walking in darkness. He said, we are not walking. Saul said, but we are not in darkness, brethren. Why? Because true brethren follow the steps of Messiah. Saul said, consider Messiah our example. Consider what he did. Unless you become weary in your mind. When a man gets weary, he wants to sleep. That's what he wants to do. And you began to faint, saints. This hour, there is no time to faint. When the bridegroom sound the alarm, we must get up and trim to make sure our lamps are ready and there's oil sufficient for the journey that we're about to embark upon. For there shall be 3.5 years of tribulation or trials that have never been upon the face of the earth. And that lying, deceitful doctrine of some false rapture, these liars and perverts and deceivers, they deny the commandments, they have disdain for the Shabbat, they ostracize it, they are religious prostitutes and whores what they are. They deny the Father's name, they fight against it. Say you don't have to use that. What son has a father? He will not identify him. And they think they're going to be raptured out. He said the destruction is going to come upon them. But us brethren that have the commandments of Yahweh, the evil things, and Yahweh shall release every kind of evil spirit there is. For the Malach, the Melechim of Yahweh, they shall loose the seals, and every kind of vile thing there is shall come upon the face of the earth. When those beings rebel against Yahweh, he cast them out into outer darkness, bound them with chains. He did not allow them to come upon the earth, because they were perplexed and wearied the mind of man. So he cast them out into darkness. They can't even find their way. And Yahweh gives us examples of that. And they find these black holes, these Nubians, these stars that lose light. That whatever goes into that hole or consumed by it, you never retrieve it. Now Mr. Hawkins is changing that. When there is a density of darkness so dark, you can't even find nothing in it. Nothing is coming out. It's not going to prevent you come out of that dark, deep darkness. And that is what the enemy of hell is doing, alluring the people into this dark, false rest. I'm waiting for the great rest. Rest of Yahweh in the kingdom. And there shall be a great Shabbat of Yahweh, where there shall be a mighty rest. What we will see from all labor, from all trials, all tribulations, death, crying, they shall not be burdensome to us. They will not cause us to succumb to that. So I'm ready for that. So in the time being, I will work out my soul salvation. He tells us how. With fear and also trembling, saints. Messiah said, now if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. Now we must consider this example what he did so we will not walk in darkness. He said, and you will have the light of life. Can I ask you all a question? Can you ever get life without light? If you sow a garden, can you ever get any fruit without light? Will anything ever bring forth any fruit without light? And because we allow the darkness of our hearts to take such great strength in us, that we don't begin to bear the fruit of righteousness. You will never get life out of darkness. We must get the light and the power of this knowledge of Yahweh in our souls. And we start by obeying and keeping the commandments of Yahweh. We've been taught by this religious hell. She's been a whore. She's prostituted the souls of millions. Billions, that's all she's done. For her own gain. And not for the honor of the Father. So if we follow him, we will not walk in darkness. For he is the light of light. He says in Luke 11:35, Messiah said, take heed therefore, that the light which be in thee be not darkness. Now that is a profound statement. Well, how do we know? Well, we better begin to take heed that the light be in us be not darkness. How will you know that the light in you is not darkness? Well, if it's darkness, there are no fruit. And if there's light, there's fruit. You will never get fruit out of darkness. You can never cause anything to grow if it was always dark. You can never. You need the sun. And we need the sun of righteousness to shine forth in our hearts, saints. That's what we need. And we need that now, not tomorrow. You need that today. You need that today. You need that light to search down in your souls to find every kind of dark thing there is. That's what we need. We better get it. We better be sincere with the Father. It's time out for our procrastination. Our religious fervor. With no power at all. The world is full of religion. That doesn't make a statement at all because we're religious and self-righteous. We know we have the power of Yahweh. We will do what he tells us. He says in verse 5 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He identifies who we are. He says, now ye are the children of light. How do we know we're the children of light? Because we follow Messiah. You don't follow your heart, you follow him. For your natural heart will turn you away from him. You follow the laws and the governing power of Yahweh. You follow his commands, his statutes. He says, ye are the children of light and the children of the day. He said, we are not of the night. Why? Because it is one thing that happens in the night. Everything ceases. Everything. Life. We began to slumber. We sleep. We forget about the goodness of Yahweh. That's where sin is practiced. All of our sin, we waited for the night season. Every kind of adulterous and fornicating affair, you wait for the darkness to overtake you so you think no one sees you. That's what is all perpetrated. We don't walk as the children of the night season. They walk in darkness. They walk as blind men groping. They stumble over one another because their sins and their corruption. We're children of the day. We're children of the light. We have the light of Yahweh in us. Why? Because Messiah has given us the light of life. He is the life of the Father. He is the surest of that life. What? That eternal life. That everlasting life. He was resurrected and quickened by the Father. The Son was. He said, nor of darkness. We're not children that are ignorant of the spiritual things. We ought not to be ignorant.
We ought not to be void of the spiritual laws of Yahweh. Saul said, I'm carnal, sold unto death. Not that he was in sin and practicing sin. He said, but the natural state of man, it is one that is natural. And the only way that it can be destroyed, that there must be a spiritual law. It goes beyond the power and the strength of the flesh. Your flesh rules in a mighty way. Tells you what to do. Binds you. Draws you into all kinds of illusions. False securities. That is what the flesh does. There's one thing the Spirit does. It leads us to the Father. That our assurance is of Him. And for us to live is in the hope of Messiah. And for us to die, we know that we gain the kingdom. That's our assurance. The flesh never gives you that. You're not going to find it in homes, lying to children, wives and husbands. You're not going to find it. There's no life in any of it. Only life is in Messiah. And we removed Him to try to establish our own life and light. And yet the countenance of man is full of darkness. He says in verse 6, He said, I want to tell you something, brothers. Therefore now, let us not sleep. Now, He was not dealing with some biological sleep. Because the body is given over unto that nocturnal state. It is going to sleep. But He says, let us not sleep. He said, don't allow yourselves to be governed by a law and a principle that is not by the Spirit of Yahweh. Whereby there is no ability to discern or to see or to comprehend the great things that Yahweh is about to do. He said, now, let us therefore not sleep as do others, but let us watch. Give strict attention. When someone watches, there's an observation there. They give their undivided attention. They give their mind and their heart over unto it. He said, but let us watch and be sober. You must have a clear spirit today, brothers and sisters. You must have a clear spirit. You cannot allow your spirit to be encumbered with all kinds of things. You cannot be encumbered with the cares of this world. Why? Because it chokes out the word of Yahweh. It chokes out the light. The words that Messiah speak, they are spirit in their life. And that's what these things do. It chokes out the word of Yahweh. The cares of this life. The deceitfulness of riches. And other lusts enter in. And it begins to choke out the word of Yahweh. And that is what is happening today. The word of Yahweh has been choked out. It has been replaced with dogma and every kind of tradition and lie that deceive the heart of man. Whereby he is asleep when he ought to be walking and being sober. His spirit ought to be clear. He ought to be ready to receive the profound truths of Yahweh. And he can receive every lie, every false thing there is, every kind of false doctrine that turn him to the loss of his wantonness, his flesh, and his fleshly desire. That is what the doctrine of men are doing. These doctrines are catering to nothing but flesh. It is not your way. It is not of the Father. They're not doctrines established by the power and the law of Yahweh. They're not spiritual doctrines. They're doctrine of devils and deceit and lies. Because it panders the flesh. That's all it does. It doesn't establish the power of His law. His rule of His government. It establishes the rule of your lust. What you want. The lust of your eyes. The lust of your flesh. Your cars at home cause you to be proud. Because you possess. Don't tell me these doctrines of Yahweh. The doctrines of devils. Because that is the doctrine that the devil tried to preach unto Messiah. Bow down. Worship me. I'll give you the kingdoms and the honors thereof. He said, I don't worship you, dog. We worship the Father. My Father we worship. The doctrines of devils and demons and deceitful lying doctrines. And not the doctrine of Yahweh. And that is the truth, brothers and sisters. We follow Him. He did not pursue those things. So we follow Him. We walk in the lights. He was not given over unto those things. We follow Him. He did not labor for those things. We follow Him. He did not possess the riches of this life. We follow Him. He gave all, so we give all. We follow Him. We don't follow the doctrines of this life. We don't give our hearts over to these doctrines. Why? Because they bring a man into a sleep state. He has ability to discern. And this generation has no ability to discern. Only brethren. Why? Because you keep the commandments. You keep the laws. You want to know the laws of Yahweh. You want to know what He says. That scripture is just as applicable then as this now. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Therefore, the servants of Yahweh love it. Not just the new covenant. The whole book is pure. And the word that He speaks is pure. These lying doctrines of men, they take from it, and they add, and the plague's going to be added unto them. Their name shall be taken out of the book of life. That's the truth, saints. That is the truth. He said, we don't sleep. We don't sleep in the night season. And they that be drunk are drunk in the night season. So we don't sleep in the night season. Now, I want to read that parable of the five wise and the five foolish. I want to go there quickly. Because he talks about those that are asleep. They sleep in the night season. They're unwise. They're foolish. They don't prepare themselves. They just slumber. There's no thought given to what Yahweh has done that day. And peradventure, He raised me up in the morning. I will bless Him. I will acknowledge Him. I want to read that parable with the five wise and the five foolish. I want to begin in Matthew chapter 25. I want to start at verse 3. Scripture says, Messiah says, they that were foolish now, do you understand that? Chapter 25, verse 3, Matthew. He said, now they that were foolish, now they did take their lamps, but they took no oil with them. They took no oil. There was no anointing. We know in this hour, brothers and sisters, you're going to need the anointing. You need a righteous man to smite you. It's not going to break your head. You need that righteous smiting of Yahweh. He said, but they took no oil at all. They took nothing to preserve them. None at all. It's one thing that a mother will do before she will lie down at night. Now, that's what a mother will do. I want to make this statement. She makes sure that the house and everything is prepared for the next day, whether she arise or not. Children, things are prepared. Everything is turned off. Everything is ready. Everything is in its proper place. And when she sets the security of that, then she will lie down. Now, folks don't do that today. Because the television put them to sleep today. Their sins, their corruption, their lust, they're working such deceitful lust and sin that they have no time for the preparation of things that are most important. Do you hear me? And that's the way the five foolish were. It says, but the wise took all in their vessels. Look at this now. They took all in their vessels with their lamps. And they took their lamps, but they took all in the vessel with the lamp. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumber now, and they did sleep. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom come. And it says, go ye out to meet him. Now, in order for you to meet him when he comes, you're going to have light and oil in your vessel, saints. You can't be asleep. You're going to have oil. Before you go to sleep at night in the physical sense, you're going to prepare. I do that in my house. My home, I make sure that everything is in its proper place. Because generally, I'm the last one to go to bed. I make sure that everything is right. All the lights are off. And then I will say a little prayer, and then I will lay down. He says, then all those virgins arose, and they trimmed. They made sure their lamps were proper. They made sure that the ornaments and all of that were there. They trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Now the scripture tells you why their lamps were gone out. I want to read that. Their lamps had gone out. They had no light.
They had no light at all. Solomon said he went by a house of one that was a sloth. And the thorns and the vines had grown up around that house. Just like the thorns and the vine, because there's no proper soil in the heart, it chokes out the word of Yahweh. We will not allow the commandments of Yahweh to have a great strength in our hearts. We will not obey the laws of Yahweh. You will never be able to discern. That's why this is a nation and a generation that cannot discern anything at all. Why? Because Yahweh is causing this great sleep. He is causing it to come, saints. The prophets can't see. The wise men have no understanding at all. Look what scripture says in Romans chapter 13. I want to go back to Thessalonians now. Thessalonica. Yeah. Romans chapter 13. Verse 11. Saul says, and that knowing the time, we ought to know the time. And that knowing the time, that is now it is time to do what? Awaken out of your slothfulness, your sleep, your drowsiness, your laziness. He said, now you understand the time, brothers. You ought to awaken. He said, for now is our salvation. It is right here by us. It is nearer than when we first believe. If a man truly understood that and knew that, he would awaken out of his slothful drunkenness. He would get about his father's business. He would begin to discern the signs of the time and see and understand perfectly that the day of Yahweh is near. He says, the night is far spent. And the night is far spent. It's far spent away from Yahweh. Trivial folly and foolishness. It's far spent. He said, the day is at hand. You have not done anything in the night season, and the day is at hand. He said, now first of all, let us all cast off. Did he not tell you to cast it off? He said, you must cast off the works of darkness. No, you must cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, loins girded about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. That is the armor that we must put on, not lies and trivial gossiping and things that are filled with folly and frivolity, saints. You must do what the Father says. Is that about David Roberts? What he says. Once he exposes us of this, you can't go back. You hear it. You better receive it. Because if you go back, you're going to be like a dog. We turn into his vomit. The sow that was washed goes back and go back to the filth that you came out of. And that's what man is doing today. When man turned his heart away from the laws of Yahweh, he goes to filth. I don't care how right he looks. Or how decent he looks. I don't care how self-righteous he looks. I don't care how he church attitude and Christianity and church outings and all of that. You will know by the spirit and the fruit. The way that seems right unto man. And the religious ways of this hour, they seem so right. They seem compelling. They're full of divination and death and darkness. There's only one way. One way. There's only one. Not 6,000-7,000 ways in America. 300 million ways in other countries. Like the Hindus. There's only one. And he is not that ignorant. He cannot show us that right way. Because he put his light in the sun. And if we do what the sun says, we follow him, we will not walk in darkness. We cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Now first of all, he tells you, let us walk honestly. Let us do that. Walk honestly. With purity of heart and sincerity. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness. Nor in chamberling. That is something. We see these words, but we never look them up. Do you know what that word means? I know what it means because I am that ignorant, I must look words up. I take more time looking up words and the Greek lexicon and the Hebrew lexicon. I really do. Even though I know the meaning of it, I still do that. And this generation, Chamberling, it is an unsatisfying desire. You understand what the chamber was? It's such sexual impurities in the minds today that it's all about that, the lust, the lying in bed, and satisfying the flesh. Things that should not even be done or made. The things that are performed in the chamber should never. He never gave man over unto these wild, wicked ways that are perpetrated and done. And they call it love. It is not even bestiality. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. That's why they pay these dogs. I was reading an article that should be in the paper. This woman rented out her 8,000 square foot house to this R.B. Singh. They did. She sued them for $1 million because they did so much damage. And the things that they strewed around in the woman's house that they left, it's an abomination. 600 people. And all they did were chamberlain to their chambers and the rooms with wickedness in the mindset of this generation. It's corrupt. It is not of your way. It is a vile, wicked, corrupt generation. A man has no control over his wantonness. That's the spirit of this hour. It's uncontrollable sexual impurities and lust. And I say it that way. I say it. Because even the young ones understand today. That's our problem. We're playing around. And that scripture. You look the word up. You define it in the Greek lexicon. In the Hebrew lexicon. He said in chamberling and wantonness. Unbridled lust. Lasciviousness. Concupiscence. Your lust cannot be controlled. It can never be satisfied. He said, not in strife or contention, always wanting to fight, or in envy. But when envy, they will defend everything and anything. We're set for a defense of Messiah. We don't defend children, wife, husband. I don't want anyone defending me. I defend Him. For me to live is Messiah. For me to die is to gain the presence of my Father. And I believe that. He said, what we must do, but put ye on Yeshua. He tell you to put Him on. Messiah. And make all the provisions for the flesh to fulfill. And you make no provision for the flesh thereof to fulfill any lust of your flesh. You don't even make provision. You don't even make any provision at all. You don't even have any forethought. You don't even make any provision for the flesh. That's what you do. That's how we know that we're not walking in the spirit of darkness, saints, that we are not sleeping in this hour. He tells us what to do, saints. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. And we must be done here by casting off the works of darkness. You can discern the principles of Yahweh and the truths of Yahweh. Will you let other things supersede the laws of Yahweh? You're working a work of darkness. Look at who we are and where we are from. We're working those kinds of works. Back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 8. And Saul said, but let us, who are of the day, this is our strength here. We that are of the day, we know that we are not of the night. We are the day, saints. He says, first of all, be sober. We must begin to put on the armor. Put on the breastplate of faith and what? Love. Love Almighty Yahweh with everything. And he said, for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Well, how's that hope of our salvation? It's not beside the head of man. That's our hope. That is our hope, saints. He's the hope of our salvation. Yahweh gave us hope in that body. In that living word. We put Him in our head, in our mind, in our heart, in our thoughts.
He can be the head of everything. He shall lead us everywhere. Show us, teach us. We don't have him in our head. We got trash in our head. Sin, lies, corruption. Bless you, Pastor Roberts. We got everything but him in our head. Messiah is the hope of our salvation. I am not your hope of salvation. You are not the hope of salvation. It is only Messiah. Because he was the head cornerstone, we have rejected the head cornerstone. The one that the builders rejected, he has become the head for the hope of those that have salvation. You building your house, you building your little spiritual house, you can't reject the head stone. You build your religion, your faith, your doctrine, and yet you reject and you remove the headstone. Cannot be. Without that hope of that stone, there is no salvation. And that is the truth. Put it on the breastplate of love, of faith and love, and the helmet, the hope of salvation. He said, for Yahweh has not appointed us to wrath, to his anger, to his uncontrollable fury. He has not appointed the brethren unto that. He said, but what I've done, but for you to obtain salvation by the hope of Yahshua, Messiah. That's our hope. That's our hope of salvation. He said, who died for us, that whether we wake or we are dead, in this instant, this word sleep is that we have gone on, we shall live together with him. We shall be with him. Not that we should be asleep in this hour, that there is no righteous discernment or no law to discern in our spirits. That things must be judged by righteous law, and Yahweh gives us a righteous law. I can't give you a righteous law. I can show you what the righteous laws, the commandments of Yahweh say. We put them in our hearts. We let them speak to our hearts as he has put them there. It's going to take truth in this hour that pierce the souls of men. It's going to pierce down in your soul. It's going to cut down to the inner parts. And cast off this sin nature and this darkness that has taken control of our minds. No darkness overtook Messiah. But he was trod by the power of hell. Yet he was not intrigued by him. He just said, get thee hence behind me, Satan. Yahweh rebuked you. And the spirits of Yahweh, the ministering Melakim came and they ministered unto him. He has given us a greater ministry power. His spirit. His spirit. His spirit. This thing is personal to the Father. He's not leaving anything to lapse at all. This is not some kind of mysticism or some paganism either. This is the truth. Because it deals with the depravity of a man's heart. His sins and his corruption. I want to read this before I close tonight. I want to read this in Isaiah chapter 29. There's one thing that slothfulness does. It casts you into a deep sleep. When your soul becomes idle, you're going to suffer hunger. No sin is that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And he began to work every kind of sedition there is in our minds. It starts in your own heart. The issue starts in your heart. I want to read this in Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 29, verse 9. It would behoove you to read every verse after that. It's a good chapter here. Scripture says in verse 9, Yahweh says, stay yourselves. Just keep yourself in the right place. Stay yourselves and wander. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunk, but not with wine. And I drunk with wine today. He said they stagger, but not with strong drink. What has happened? Well, Yahweh has poured out upon them the spirit of deep sleep. Now that is what Yahweh has done today. No discernment, saints. I will show you that. And they have clothed your eyes. He has clothed their eyes. They can't see. He said the prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered their eyes. They can't even see. The ability to discern or to know the time. They're giving the people a false hope. They're talking about the tarrying. You're always talking to tarry. There is an appointed time of his judgment. And it is near. He said, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. That they have visions, but they're sealed up. They can't discern, they don't see. Which men deliver to one that is learned, one that understand prophecy and have great theological experience, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I can not, for it is sealed. Why can't you read it? For Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber or sleep, a drunkenness, a drowsiness, where they can't discern time, they can't discern sin, they can't discern judgment, they have no ability to know what things are in their own hearts, they can't even discern it. Why? Because Yahweh has done it. Why? Because they rejected him. They rejected the commandments, the laws, the principles of Yahweh. You're not going to do that. Messiah didn't do it. And you're not going to do it. You do that, then woe unto you. There's trouble in our way. I close. Messiah said, he spoke a parable saying, the kingdom of Yahweh is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, that's what we're doing today, he said his enemy came and sowed tare among the wheat and went his way. He reminds us, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the mighty one of the house cometh, at eve or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, that's before the daybreak, or in the morning. Least coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. He said, I want to tell you this. And I say, of what I say unto you all, watch. Be sober. Get the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. The anointing. That we may watch. With an hour to watch. And not to be succumbed to sleep. Slumbering. We have slept and there have been tares sown in your life because you slept. You had no ability to discern. Lies, corruption, hostility, fighting and strife, sedition, every kind of sin. Why? And you think that they're the fruit of Yahweh. It is not so. We must watch. Watch! You know not when the mighty one shall crawl out with the herald. Come to meet him. He wants you to come to meet him. But you're going to have to come and meet him. He's the mighty one. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace. And I pray that he anoint your hearts tonight. To receive the word of faith. To help us on this journey. As we traverse this land. As we hope for the mighty work of the kingdom. You brothers that are working now. Don't forget the feast days now. You brothers, I don't know you that have vacation like Brother Neesmith, you all these days, see if you can take the first day and the last day. But also that we need that Friday off for the Feast of Trumpet, all right? You work that Thursday. We'll service that Thursday night and that Friday and that Shabbat. And then we're going to have the wedding that Saturday. Boy, this thing sure have come around real quick, hasn't it? It has. Oh, Chris, he's counting the days down. Josh, he's counting the days, huh? Woe, you shall have trouble. And that's the truth. You don't have to have trouble if you do righteously. The wife obey and she walks like a virtuous woman. Keep her mouth shut. Quiet. Learn how to be quiet. You don't have no trouble. You don't learn that, you're going to have trouble. Man, learn how to love. Most men don't know how to love. And be taught how to love. Don't know how to love. The hypocrite say what you want to. And be taught how to love. Yahweh teaches that. For Yahweh so loved the world. So we consider what Messiah done. We just walk like him. You'll learn how to love. Sure. That's what we need to do. You all need to know those days, brother. Just ask me now. You know, there's a form that I'm going to get that you can take to your job. And they have to give you those days off. I got to get the form. Elder Garden out there in Missouri, he has that. It's law. They have to give you those. They have to, you know. But you all have vacation. You take your vacation. What we do next year now, we kind of sputtered along this year. But next year, we're not going to sputter along. We're going to do things righteously. That's where the blessings of Yahweh flow. They only come that way. We must live by every word. The world keep their pagans. They do. They're going to keep Christmas and every pagan day there is. They're wrong, saints.
I won't even let that spirit. I'm so glad I don't have to live in the midst of that because the spirit doesn't even touch me. I don't even feel it. I don't even know the day is coming until. I really don't. Yahweh never intended for us to be given over to this pagan, these pagan rituals. They're wrong, saints. They don't honor the Father. Every wicked man there is. Every whore will go to church on Easter Sunday. Everybody. That is when the greatest attendance on Easter and Christmas. They have great attendance on those days. Even the Muslims celebrate Christmas. Even what they call Judaism. They all celebrate Christmas, brother. You know something is wrong. I don't want to be a part of that. Not any of them. They're Valentine's Day. These wicked things. They're so corrupt. And this ignorant generation, they don't even see it. I don't want to be a part of it. Yahweh's feast days is to give us a rest, saints. That we restore ourselves. We come to that place of worship and to bless Him. He never intended for them to be done away with. Man did away with them. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged tonight, saints. You brothers, get some rest. May Yahweh restore your bodies. I bless all your brothers for your labor. You sisters too. I don't take anything for granted. Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all, saints. Be encouraged. Father, bless your people, I pray, and give them great strength. Look upon your people, I pray, over the world in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.